This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elaine Donnelly. She's the president of the Center for Military Readiness. Elaine has been a guest of ours many times to explain why she believes lifting the ban on gays in the military would not be good for the armed forces. And now she says there is new polling data to back up that sentiment. And Elaine, thanks so much for being with us.
Nice to talk with you.
What does the polling show?
Well, it showed that contrary to many reports of civilian surveys done by outfits like CNN, Washington Post, ABC News, Gallup, they always show something like 69 as much as 75% of Americans support repeal of the law. Well, it turns out when we actually polled likely voters, not just adults as the other ones do, but likely voters, about specifics of the actual law as it stands and the consequences of repealing it, well, we got a totally different answer. It turns out that 48%, a plurality, does support retaining the current law. Those saying that it should be repealed, 45%, are a full 30 points less than, say, the ABC survey of 75% support for repeal. So right there, it shows you there's more to this issue than meets the eye. And we need to look closer to find out exactly where the Americans stand. We asked about priorities. Only 1% said that this was the highest priority issue. Looking at President Obama, because he is the primary mover here, we asked how many respondents believe that this is due to politics or is it principle? We asked for a choice. Do you think it's politics or principle? 57% said it's being driven by politics and not principle. We also found interesting information about consequences of repeal. It means everyone must support the new policy of accepting sexual minorities in the military. And to avoid the criticism the Department of Defense faced, we used the actual terms that the advocates of repeal used. We said not just lesbian and gay. We said lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. That is the full translation of LGBT. That acronym the president himself endorsed when he called June LGBT month for 2 years in a row. Well, it turns out that most people did not agree that people should be punished, starting with chaplains, if they do not agree with that LGBT law. And they oppose special training to change attitudes toward lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgenders. Now, these recommendations come straight from the advocates of repeal. That's why this survey is different than any other that's been done, because nobody's asked these questions before.
This survey also seems to break down a large extent along party lines here, Elaine. In fact, one of the big headlines out of the survey seems to be that Democrats actually prefer the positions of some of these advocacy groups over the recommendations of commanders. How shocked were you by that?
Well, actually, if I were a Democrat, I'd be embarrassed by these findings. It showed that 50% of self-identified Democratic likely voters agreed that if Congress repeals the law and homosexuals, the law that says homosexuals are not eligible for military service, career penalties should be imposed on anyone who disagrees with that new law for any reason, including, we mentioned this, religious conviction. The Republicans took a different view. 66% of Republicans and 51% of independents said the military should not impose career penalties on military personnel and chaplains who disagree. Now, that's interesting in itself, but then there was another question. Even more Democrats, 59%, thought that Congress should consider the opinions of gay activist groups over the views of top military commanders when considering whether to vote for repeal of the 1993 law. The percentage of Democrats wanting Congress to give deference to the military was only 28%. Well, you can see this is not your father's Democratic Party. What's happened here? If I were a patriotic pro-defense Democrat, again, I would be embarrassed by these results, especially in a time of war. Where were the Republicans? 71% of Republicans, likely voters, favored Congress giving deference to the military over the gay activist groups, and 49% of the independents agreed with that.
We're talking with Elaine Donnelly. She's the president of the Center for Military Readiness. And Elaine, I know you took part, along with some others, in a conference call earlier this week when the results of this poll were released. Mm-hmm. And one of the big topics I know that came out of that discussion was, in addition to the culture and the morale of soldiers, is that if this gets implemented, I know at least some on the panel thought we could be looking at a draft again because of the impact this could have on recruitment and retention. Now, what type of evidence is there to suggest that we could be back to that if, in fact, this changes?
Well, in 2008, the Military Times did a survey of military personnel active duty respondents who subscribed to Military Times. So this, at that time, was the only survey that went directly to military people. They were asked, what would you do if the law is repealed? 10% said they would leave, and another 14% said they would consider leaving the military if the law is repealed. Now, even if we lost only a few thousand, much less a number as large as that, that would pretty much gut the all-volunteer force. It would destroy and break the force. And if we don't have a volunteer force, well, the only alternative to defend the country is to reinstate the draft. Now, that may seem far-fetched, but we have to remember the volunteer force depends on people, families, supporting that institution, certainly being loyal to it, admiring it as they do today. If the military becomes kind of a battering ram for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender agenda, and if people are required to live in conditions of little or no privacy and pretend that sexuality does not matter, if people decide to walk away, they wouldn't do it all at once, but if they choose to leave mid-career or they don't join the military in the first place, that's what would happen that would break the all-volunteer force. And I can add that 1,167 retired flag and general officers for the military, 51 of them former four-star generals and admirals, wrote a formal statement to the president and said, Mr. President, members of Congress, we support current law. Do not repeal it, undermine it, or circumvent it in any way. They expressed concern about recruiting, retention, readiness, and the well-being of the all-volunteer force.
Last 30 seconds here, Elaine, before we let you go. Obviously, the president is championing this effort, and it seems as though Secretary Gates and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Mike Mullen are on board with this, although they want to let the whole evaluation process play out. So assuming those opinions don't change, how much confidence do you have that Congress would keep the law as it is?
Well, we need to support Senator McCain's efforts to block the defense authorization bill. This amendment, this legislation to repeal the current law is in the defense bill. He would need 60 votes to take it out, which is unrealistic, but he can block it with 41 votes. To launch a filibuster. In fact, he's already started that process. Senator Levin wanted a pledge to bring it up in September. Senator McCain successfully blocked that. We can win this thing, but people need to tell their own senators in all the states that are listening, go to their senators and say, look, you can have a liberal agenda. You might agree with the Democrats on some of these issues, but you must not allow the LGBT agenda to be forced on the only military we have. That message needs to be heard loud and clear. We can win this thing.
Elaine, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, a great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Elaine Donnelly is president of the Center for Military Readiness. To see the complete poll results, go to MilitaryCultureCoalition.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.